Get lost music.
Qué barbaridad. Perdón. I'm so sorry. We're almost there. I'm not sure what's going on with this, but I'll try to clean up the cookies. I'm just trying to finish this survey. And over the past years, like I was saying, has your opinion of traditional public school become less favorable, more favorable, or is that not a change one way or the other?
Less favorable.
Thank you. And what are some of the reasons your opinion of traditional public school has become less favorable over the past years?
I think they teach too much leftist ideology.
Okay.
I have more list if you want.
Okay.
I think they have the books are not appropriate for children. I think a lot of the teachers are overworked, so they just don't care. I think a lot of teachers are pushing politics rather than education.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stuff like that. That's about it.
Okay. Okay, I'm taking notes because this is very important for us to gather opinions of parents like you, because you have kids, and it's something that we are trying to work on, education. If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, would you be more or less likely to vote for them? Will it have no effect on your vote?
More.
Okay. Thinking some more about local elections, many people have spoken with say they only vote for a candidate for president, for governor, congress, or major offices. They only vote for them. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Never, rarely, sometimes, always.
Always. I vote in every election I can.
How likely are you to consider sending your child to a public charter school?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Moving on. Which of the following do you believe is the most important issue the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? And supporting and facilitating more school choices for students, reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing, keeping good teachers, increasing funding to public schools, cutting the number of public charter schools, student safety, enacting policies to promote a greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools, or providing in-person classrooms instruction during the pandemic. Can you please tell me the two most important for you?
The two most?
Yes, please.
School choice.
Okay.
And I don't remember the other ones.
Okay. Reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing. That one. Okay.
That one.
Yeah. That does not measure a kid's intelligence. That's true. Now, I'm going to read you some statements regarding standardized students testing. Please tell me as I read each one if you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each statement. The first one is, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools administrators and leaders accountable for students' progress and success. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, agree, strongly agree.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making good academic progress?
I don't think so.
All right. And annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for students' progress and success? Strongly disagree. Somewhat disagree. Somewhat agree. Strongly agree.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And moving on, the City Council acts as the policy making and legislative body here in San Antonio. The city charter does not include the City Council having focus on education for students from kindergarten to high school. Thinking about who makes decisions about education policy here in San Antonio, do you think the City Council should be less involved, more involved, or have the same level of involvement in education policy as it has today? Less, more, or same level? Mm-hmm.
Definitely not the same. I don't like the City Council, so more may not be good. But the teachers union has a lot of say-so, and they're not good either. So, more.
Hard. More. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't able to respond that question to myself, so thank you for that. And you have a very good vision then. Changing topics. Two more questions or three, and we're done. The Texas State Legislature is considering creating an education saving account program, and this program will give parents who opt out for the public education system roughly $10,000 per year, the same amount it costs the state on average to educate a child each year to pay for the children's private school, online schooling, or private tutors. Now, would you oppose or support this education saving account program? Oppose strongly, oppose not so strongly, support not so strongly, or support strongly?
Support strongly.
Okay, thank you. Now, I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Are you currently employed, a student, stay-at-home parent, retired, unemployed, and looking for work?
Employed.
Okay, thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Strong Republican. Independent. Okay. Let me see. Here it is. Will you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Thank you. And that's all my questions. Thank you so much for the help. This is something that we are very happy to have people like you because it's our field's education. Right, so we're trying to get involved into that. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you calling me back.
You're welcome. Have a nice day. Bye bye. Well, rest of the day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.